I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. If you have not liked us on the socials, check us out on the Facebooks at Devil's Advocates Radio, on Twitter at Devil Radio, and of course on the web at darnwi.com.
Dominic, I'd like to bring a story back to you, my friend. This one from a favorite source, the Raw story. Trump's fake elector scheme to spill into public view in Georgia as the probe expands. Now, we noted in our little missive to you on social media, you fine audience members, what, the fraudulent Trump electors in Georgia, Dom, they have been notified by the Fulton County DA. They're targets now.
No longer witnesses. They are targets.
They are targets of the grand jury investigation. And there's more, Dom. The American people will reportedly learn more about the investigation into Donald Trump's fraudulent elector scheme. Ooh, I want to know. As part of his unsuccessful coup attempt after losing the 2020 election to Joe Biden. You know that part, right? The former president tried to perpetrate a coup. GOP State Senator Burt Jones, the football player. I don't think it's the same guy, because that does factor in Minnesota. Former NFL player. Turned GOP candidate, but we'll get to that. GOP State Senator Burt Jones was a fake elector in Georgia and is currently the GOP nominee for lieutenant governor in the 2022 midterms.
Uh-oh.
Jones was one of seven current office holders who took part in the effort and last week received a letter from the Fulton County District Attorney, Fannie Willis, informing him he's a target of her investigation. Hashtag breaking news, parts of the Georgia investigation into Donald Trump and his fake elector scheme are about to spill into public view, according to Jose Paglieri of the Daily Beast. Here's a quote. One elector is trying to defy a subpoena, forcing him to testify before the grand jury. Wonder how that's going to work out for Steve Bannon. On Tuesday, the extent of the investigation also appeared to expand. Oh, I like the growing investigation, Dom. Many tendrils. The scope of the Fulton County grand jury investigation into Trump's attempt to overturn the 2020 election came into clearer focus as court filings Tuesday, that's today, right, Dom, indicate that at least a dozen phony Georgia Republican electors have been informed they could face criminal charges. That originally sourced from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. The filing was the latest signal that Fulton County DA Fannie Willis' investigation into the, group of 16 GOP electors in Georgia who gathered at the state capitol in December of 2020 as part of a sham ceremony. Was it a sham? A sham ceremony to further Trump's push to reverse his defeat to Joe Biden. The records for the first time showed that 10 additional GOP electors have received letters from Fulton County prosecutors notifying them they could be prosecuted. Well, hell, it's right in the name of the job, right? Prosecutors gonna prosecute, Dom.
Curdy, the investigation into the fake electors scheme appears to be primarily occurring in Fulton County. Even as fake elector slates were also submitted by GOP leaders in Nevada, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, and AG Josh Call, are you listening, in the great state of Wisconsin, which all have attorney generals who are members of the Democratic Party. I mean, why is Fannie Willis the only one in Fulton County in Georgia going after this? Now, granted, I get it. It was Trump's 11,780 votes that he needed. One more than he needed. So that's your intro. But if what they did in Georgia with this fake elector scheme is somehow, some way illegal and not proper and perhaps subject to prosecution, well, why not also in these other states like Wisconsin?
Like Wisconsin, specifically, where we're originating from today. You can join us on the show at 844-967-2789. Dominic, you were not at the Democratic Party convention this year. Sort of a big party, brouhaha you missed in our old stomping grounds, La Crosse, just in June. And the last time, the Attorney General of the state of Wisconsin, Josh Call, he's always been friendly to us, he appeared on the show, willingly did, a little interview at the table side with Crudy. And I did ask Josh, Hey, Josh, what about a state-level criminal investigation of the fraudulent Trump electors? And Josh deferred to the Department of Justice and effectively said, we know there is a federal Department of Justice investigation. We know what's going on. And I, you know, said, well, couldn't there be both?
Can there be both? Why not?
I think there can be both.
Yes, we
look at the example of Michigan and Dana Nessel. We look at the example of the parallel investigations. You don't think the DOJ is doing some investigating into what happened in Fulton County?
Right.
I mean, hell, they've got the tapes. The January 6th committee
Everyone
is doing the very same investigation, right?
Yes.
So it's not like there cannot be parallel investigations. And it's not like the attorney general is going to see Crudy and say, oh, man, let me spill my guts. As a lawyer, that's probably nothing he was going to tell me on live radio at Saturday night in the lacrosse center. But ultimately, as I'm looking Josh in the eye, my takeaway was Josh was deferring to the federal government and assured us that the Department of Justice had already shown their cards on this investigation and we know what's going on. So who am I to get in their way? That was my takeaway.
Well,
I'm not saying it's a sufficient answer.
No,
I'm not saying
I get it.
Satisfied with my care.
I get it, and I could appreciate it. I'm glad at least he sat down and gave you an answer. It's an unacceptable answer, and I get it. I understand you're not going to show us the subpoenas if there's some sort of grand jury, some investigation going on. You don't talk about ongoing investigations. I got it.
But if you're relying
on the DOJ right now, while I remain hopeful and positive, we haven't seen a whole lot come from that, at least in this regard, yet. And I would also mention that I know, Crudy, hell, if Trump runs again, what if Trump gets elected? You know what he's going to do? He's going to pardon everyone of his scheme. If there's state charges that they're convicted of, they cannot be pardoned from those.
Well, I like how you think, because Donald Trump is probably, although plausibly, could be the last Republican ever elected to the presidency. You know, why not Ron DeSantis issuing all the pardons?
Yeah, right.
Doesn't even have to be Trump. You know, just blanket pardon for all my Patriot friends. Let's go party at the Capitol. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. More of you on the phones. The happier happy hour rolls on. 844-96-PARTY. Dial right now.
That was a hoax, right?
Fake.